All prophets say, are those who know equal to those who do not know?
The Immortals, a link to the life and works of Persian and Muslim dignitaries.
Fortunate is he who remembers Allah abundantly. Worldly distractions cannot mildly sway his thoughts of Allah and Judgment Day.
In His name, we start another edition of the program, The Immortals, coming to you from the Khalv Islam radio station, Hala City of Qom, Islamic Republic of Iran. In this series of the programs, we are mainly concerned with the lives and works of the most important dignitaries, of course, the Persian, as well as the Muslim, specifically the Shiite ones, in different fields of studies from around the world. With the presence of Dr. Fakh Rohani. Dr. Fakh Rohani is currently a faculty member of the University of Qom and is specialized in the field of linguistics, Ahlabel Lecture and Ashur Lecture in English language. Good day, Dr. Fakh Rohani, and thank you very much for accepting our invitation to the Call of Islam radio station in the city again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Dr. Fakh Rohani, regarding the life of the most important dignitaries in the field of religious studies, this session we would like to focus on the lives of Sheikh Hor Ameli. Before getting to the works and in fact and the life of Sheikh Hor Ameli, I would like to give a brief analysis of his birth and family background, and after that we'll listen to your nice discussion and elaboration, okay? Thank you very much. You know, Sheikh Hor Ameli is accounted as a great narrator of hadith, an outstanding Islamic jurisprudent who has compiled precious works. He is titled as Sheikh of Islam and Sheikh, or the leader of Shia. His full name is Muhammad, son of Hassan, son of Ali, son of Muhammad, son of Hussein. Sheikh Hor Ameli was born on Rajab 8, 1033 AH, in a village in the Jabal Amel, the region in Lebanon, and the people of Jabal Amel had initially converted to Shiism through the guidance of the great Islamic luminary Abu Zar Ghifari, an outstanding disciple of the Holy Prophet of Islam. And since then, the Muslims of Jabal Amel have constantly been deeply committed and devoted Shiite followers of the Ahlul Bayt, the infallible household of the Holy Prophet. Sheikh Hor Ameli was given his first name, Muhammad, by his father, Sheikh Hassan, as a sign of Hor family's allegiance to Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. Dr. Fakh Rohani, about the family title and the more details about his family background, give us a brief summary, and after we get to his life, into the details and his works, of course.
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you know, Sheikh Al-Hur Al-Ameli was basically from the village of Mashghara in Jabal Amel, in southern Lebanon. And historically, since the early Islamic period, the region of Jabal Amel, which is a very green and very pleasant area, has been one of the seats of the Shiites. And as you remarked, it was due to the presence of, or due to the exile of Abu Zar al-Ghifari, a close companion of the Holy Prophet in the region. Please note carefully that Abu Zar al-Ghifari was sent into exile by the third caliph, Osman.
That's right.
He was sent to Jabal Amel, to southern Lebanon, in order to be far from Medina, the capital of the Islamic Empire of the day. And Osman used to think that if he sent Abu Zar al-Ghifari to Jabal Amel, Abu Zar al-Ghifari wouldn't do anything, wouldn't be able to do anything. Rather, when Abu Zar al-Ghifari went to Jabal Amel, he converted all the local all the people of that locality into Shiism.
Right.
So Shiism in Jabal Amel is deep-rooted, and its root goes back to the early Islamic days. Okay. However, Sheikh Al-Hur al-Ameli, his full name is Sheikh Muhammad ibn al-Hassan ibn Ali ibn Muhammad ibn al-Hussein al-Hur al-Ameli. Because, The title Al-Hur signifies that his ancestors go back to Al-Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, who used to be an enemy commander, but finally, on the morning of Ashura, he converted to the right path and joined Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and sacrificed his life in favor of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And today, we regard Al-Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi in high esteem because he sacrificed his life in favor of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and became one of the noble Ashura martyrs.
Right.
Okay? However, Sheikh Al-Hur al-Amili, he belonged to an erudite family. His father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and ancestors, all of them were great men. Great men of knowledge and learning and scholarship. He was born to such a noble family, and because of having access to good teachers, I mean, normally his father, his mother, and his elder brothers, he had access to very good and important books. So he started his education from his right in his hometown. He remained there for several years, for some 40 years. When Sheikh Al-Hur al-Amili was around the age of 40, he took a trip to Mecca in order to perform Hajj, pilgrimage.
Okay.
And it was in the year 1073 in Anno Hijra that he went to Hajj, to Mecca. From there, he went to Iraq in order to pay visit to the shrine cities of Iraq, to Najaf, Karbala, and other sacred localities over there. And from there, he took a trip to Iran, to Mashhad, in order to pay pilgrimage to the 8th Infallible Imam, to the tomb of the 8th Infallible Imam, Imam Ali al-Ridha, alayhi salam, where he remained until the end of his life.
Okay?
Okay. Sheikh Al-Hur al-Amili was a very great man in hadith scholarship, in fiqh, and in Islamic studies. We find that very great personalities and great dignitaries in Islamic studies, like the late Allama al-Amini, the author and compiler of Al-Ghadir, regards him with high respect. Also, Al-Muhaddith Al-Qummi, I mean the author of the well-known book Mafatih Al-Janan, regards Al-Hur Al-Amili in great respect.
Sure.
So, he was very knowledgeable that when he went to Isfahan from Mashhad, he took a trip to Isfahan, and in Isfahan, he met the late Allama Al-Majlisi, the author of Bihar Al-Anwar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When he met the late Allama al-Majlisi, these two scholars made friends with each other, but the late Sheikh Al-Hur al-Amili was much higher in academic reputation, to the degree that Sheikh Al-Hur al-Amili issued a license for the late Allama al-Majlisi to relate and quote hadiths.
That's where some have said that, in fact, Sheikh Al-Hur al-Amili was the master of Allama al-Majlisi. Of course, that time the master of a student was somehow mutual reciprocal, okay?
Yes,
said that, but Sheikh Al-Hur al-Amili was the master and the professor of Allama al-Majlisi at that time, who gave him the license. That's right. Okay.
Yes. However, again, the late Sheikh Al-Hur al-Amili, who went to Mecca in order to perform Hajj for next time, there he noticed that the Ottoman Turks were accusing Iranian pilgrims and Iranian Hajis of sacrilege.
Right.
And quite tactfully, Sheikh Al-Hur al-Amili found a good resolution, a peaceful resolution to this political problem, this transient political problem. And in this way, he prevented much bloodshedding from taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, he got back to the Iranian court And when he went to Isfahan, he was received warmly by the ulema of Isfahan. Actually, when Sheikh al-Hurr al-Amili's return to Mashhad, I mean from Hajj and Isfahan, he received the appointment, another high appointment, and as Ghazi al-Ghazat, Chief Justice of the whole Iranian Empire of the day.
That's right.
Okay? It was a very high political and at the same time religious authority of the day. In order to complement my discussion, I should like to add that it wasn't the case that Sheikh al-Hurr al-Amili was only a renowned faqih or expert in Islamic law or an erudite hadith relater. Rather, he was a literary figure as well. His complete poetical works is around 20,000 couplets, and in which he eulogized the Holy Prophet as well as other infallible imams. For the Holy Prophet, to the eulogy of the Holy Prophet, he devoted more than 100 couplets. Okay. And I mean, he was such a great literary figure that he was able to rhyme all his poems with the letters of the Arabic alphabet. And it shows his mastery over diction, grammar, and Arabic literature.
Okay.
Sheikh al-Hurr al-Amili was, although he was a very important and influential master and polymath, at the same time he was very humble toward the Ahl al-Bayt. And in one of his poems he says that although I am named free al-Hurr, I am a slave of the Ahl al-Bayt. Even if they ennoble and free me, I shall revert to their bondage.
That's
and
right.
This shows that although he was regarded in high esteem, he never forgot that his high academic esteem and reputation is due to his devotion and sincere attention to the Ahl al-Bayt.
It is also, in fact, another important, in fact, the exemplary of his poems that he says, if it is sweet and pleasurable to remember friends,
yes,
for me it is all the more so to extol the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam. It shows that how much he was, in fact, interested in the lives and the works of Ahl al-Bayt. Dr. Fakhrani, you know, we wanted now to get to the specialties.
Yes.
And the professions of Sheikh Hurr al-Amili and his works.
Yes.
What was he mainly concerned with. But let's take a break, okay?
Yes.
Taking a break, and after that we'll continue our discussion. Okay, dear audience, taking a break, and after that we'll continue our discussion on the life of Sheikh Hurr al-Amili.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. Created by the Master, Allah created you. You are very special, exclusively designed. You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine. You are very special, there's only one of you. You are very special, and remember I love you.
We are back with the rest of the program, The Immortals, coming to you from the Call of Islam radio station, Holy City of Qom, Islamic Republic of Iran. This session, we are mainly concerned with the life and works of Sheikh Hurr al-Amili, one of the important luminaries in the field of religious studies, in fact, during the history. Okay, Dr. Fakhrani, now let's get to the specialties, the fields of study that Sheikh Hurr al-Amili was interested in and his works. Let's enumerate some of his works and some of his specialties, and after that get to the details.
Yes. As you know, these great figures, or such great figures like Sheikh al-Hurr al-Amili, were experts in many fields. Okay. We can't confine them to one or two specialities. Rather, the high academic reputation and erudition rests on the mastery over a wide range of academic subjects, okay. I mean, in detail. Okay. Here, I should like to mention some of his works, okay, together with some short explanations. One of them is Al-Jawahir al-Saniyya fi al-Ahadith al-Qudsiyya. As you know, in this book, there are, the discussions turn around some words quoted from God, but not mentioned in the Holy Quran.
Mm-hmm.
We know the Holy Quran as the precise word of God, but we have received some hadiths from the Prophet Muhammad or from other infallible imams as being uttered basically by God, and these hadiths are called al-ahadith al-qudsiyya, divine hadiths. Okay, in this book, okay, this is just a treasure of divine hadiths, divine statements.
As the name talks, it is the if we translated it would be the brilliant jewel,
yes,
of the Almighty Allah's statement.
Yes, right. Yes. Another one is As-Sahifat al-Thaniya min Ad'iyat Ali ibn al-Husayn.
That's right.
Okay. As you know, the fourth infallible Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam had a series of supplications and prayers, okay, in the Umayyad days. Okay, it was a very harsh and critical time, and Imam Ali al-Sajjad, especially after the Ashura tragedy, was confined by the rulers of the day. One of the most convenient ways for Imam Ali al-Sajjad was to educate people, but his practice was that some people would come to him and would accept to be in his service. And Imam Ali al-Sajjad alayhi salam used to teach them some prayers, okay, some supplications. Mm-hmm. A collection of these prayers and supplications is today known as As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya.
Sure.
The second prayer in As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya has received an explanation and commentary by Sheikh al-Hurr al-Amili. This book, As-Sahifat al-Thaniya min Ad'iyat Ali ibn al-Husayn, is an exegesis produced by Sheikh al-Hurr al-Amili on the second supplication.
The second collection.
Yes, on the second collection.
That's right.
On the second prayer.
That's right.
Another one is Tafsil Wasail al-Shia ila Tahsil Masail al-Sharia. This is a fiqh book. This is a book on Islamic rules. Okay, please note carefully that even today in Shiite circles, if a student wants to become a mujtahid, to be able to infer religious rules independently, it's a must for the student to have access and to have studied this book.
Okay,
in this book, the methods and the reasons and methodology of legal explanation and legal reasoning are explained in detail.
This is the more detailed of the book Wasail al-Shia. We should get to it, okay? Because the most important one is that, okay?
Yes. Another one is Hidayat al-Umma ila Ahkam al-A'imma. Okay. It was the case that in the time of the infallible imams, some people used to come to the infallible imams in order to direct the religious questions to the imams. These questions and answers have provided a ground for the Shiite ulama in order to infer and explicate the religious rules. Okay, this book, which I already mentioned, is a collection of these hadiths, okay, together with some legal inferences connected with them. Another one is Man La Yahdur al-Imam. Okay, Man La Yahdur al-Imam is an index to Wasail al-Shia. Okay, Wasail al-Shia is a great an encyclopedia of Shiite fiqh. Al-Fawaid al-Tusiyya, this is a collection of several topics, and he wrote it during his stay in Mashhad, in Tus. Okay, Ithbatu Hudat bin Nusus wal Mu'ajazat. Okay, he refers to some miracles issued by or performed by the infallible imams in order to prove that they are much higher than ordinary people.
That's right.
Okay. إيقاظ من الحجة البرهان على الرجعة. As you know, the return or the second coming to this world is one of the convictions of the Shiite denomination, especially the infallible imams who will come back to this world in order to rule over the globe. Mm-hmm. Okay, this book is a logical discussion of the reasons for believing in the Raj'a, the return, the second coming of the
the return of imams. Life, you say.
Yes, yes, right. Yes. Okay. But before the resurrection,
that's
in
right.
This
that's
world,
right.
Yes.
That's
right. رسالة في الرد على الصوفية. Okay, in رسالة في الرد على الصوفية, the later Sheikh Al-Hurr Al-Amili proves that Sufism isn't a sound denomination within the Islamic mainstream. And in it, he refers to some moral and religious abnormalities of the Sufis.
That's right.
Okay, another one is Bidayat al-Hidayah. Okay, in the work Bidayat al-Hidayah, it talks about some religious obligations and duties of people.
Okay.
Okay. الفصول المهمة في أصول الأئمة.
That's right.
Okay. In this book, okay, some Islamic principles, okay, Islamic rules of jurisprudence, secondary rules or principles of medical sciences, and whatever may concern these fields are worked out on the basis of the hadiths from the infallible imams.
Okay.
Okay. Another one is Divan Imam Zain al-Abidin, Divan al-Imam Zain al-Abidin. The fourth infallible imam, Ali al-Sajjad, had a collection of poems, or he composed some poems on different occasions. Sheikh al-Hurr al-Amili had an occasion, had this grace to collect the Arabic poems of Imam Ali al-Sajjad,
alayhi salam. That's right.
Okay. Tahrir wasail al-Shia wa تحبير مسائل الشريعة. This is, as I mentioned earlier, this is an encyclopedia of Shiite fiqh, Shiite legal rules and obligations and duties.
That's right.
Okay, all on the basis of sound hadiths coupled with Quranic verses and inferences.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And al-akhlaq or ethics or moral principles and maqtal al-imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Okay, this is a very important book. And then al-hashiya or commentary. Okay.
What about Vasail al-Shia? You know, we know Shaykhur Amali, most of the time, most of the religious scholars, especially in the Islamic and the Shiite, and the Islamic seminaries know Shaykhur Amali with the book Vasail al-Shia. What was exactly Vasail al-Shia? Give us a brief summary of what is this book.
Yes. The book Vasail al-Shia is, its full name, its full title is Vasail al-Sharia la tahsil masail al-Sharia.
Okay.
Okay. This is in Arabic. And at the same time, this book is an encyclopedia, I mean, divided in chapters, in books and mm-hmm. chapters and sections, okay, in which detailed discussions of Shiite legal and religious reasonings are explicated for each case. Okay. For example, a case is highlighted, and under this case, some relevant Quranic verses and or authentic hadiths have been brought and mentioned and explicated and worked on in order to direct the would-be mujtahids or would-be religious scholars and dignitaries mm-hmm. On sound religious methodology, as well as the reasonings and decrees. Quite attentive by Muslim scholars.
That's
okay,
right.
As Muslims, okay, we have to follow the rules of religion. So since everybody needs some discussion and guidance in this regard. Wasail al-Shia is an encyclopedia which deals with a very wide range of topics, from personal affairs down to social affairs.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fakhrouani. For the last part of this program, I would like to talk about a little bit about, in fact, his demise, okay?
Okay.
Do you know a brother of Sheikh Hur Ameli, in his book entitled Al-Dur al-Masluk, gives an account of the demise of Sheikh Al-Hur Ameli as follows, that on the 21st day of Ramadan, 1104 AH, the death of a symbol, the demise of a symbol of human excellence occurred, setting a sun of knowledge and wisdom and a bright moon of science, practice and devotedness. The Sheikh of Islam and Muslims, a worthy successor of Shia jurisprudence and narrators, and a reliable spokesman to guide the Muslim community. His soul has returned to the merciful creator in the vicinity of the holy shrine of Ace Imam, His Holiness Ali, son of Musa al-Reza, alayhi salam. And in fact, at the time of the demise, Sheikh Hur Ameli, Dr. Fakhrouani, was 72.
Yes.
And may Allah, in fact, bless his soul, and may his soul rest in peace. As I said, the body of Sheikh Hur Ameli is buried in the holy shrine of Imam Ali al-Reza, alayhi salam.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fakhrouani, however, for a nice elaboration and discussion on the life and works of Sheikh Hur Ameli as another important and highlighting shining star and luminary in the field of religious, specifically Shiite studies around the world.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Dear Muslims from around the world, this is the end to another edition of the program, The Immortals, coming to you from the holy city of Qom, Islamic Republic of Iran, the Call of Islam radio station. The program, The Immortals, is mainly concerned with the lives of the Persian, as well as Muslims or specifically Shiite scholars in different fields of studies around the world. You can also refer to our website at www.coiradio.com. We'll be also happy with your comments and votes on this program at coi@signarabi.ir. Thank you very much again for listening to this program. Wait for our upcoming programs under the title The Immortals. Have a nice time. Goodbye.